This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding myself that I don't have to be 100%. Recently, I talked about the excuses Moses had for God when God wanted him to just trust him and return to Egypt to confront Pharaoh. I think one reason we make excuses or we become reluctant to take that leap of faith is because we fear that we might be inadequate. In other words, we wonder if we really have what it takes to pull it all off. One example from Moses is that Moses saw himself as not being an eloquent speaker or clumsy with his words. And for that reason, he thought he couldn't be a good messenger for God. Moses could not have been further from the truth. And I've learned two things from his story. And the first is that God is not looking for us to be 100%. He just wants us to trust him and he will make up the difference. The second thing I've learned is that when he makes up that difference, it will be obvious to everyone else that he was doing a great work within us. And the words that teach me this are, "Now all glory to God who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." Ephesians 3:20. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So today, let go of the idea that you're not 100%. Put your hand in God and know that he will make up your difference.